This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, June 10. No favorites. Our reading comes from Acts chapter 10. The next day, Peter started out with them, and some of the believers from Joppa went along. The following day, he arrived in Caesarea. Cornelius was expecting them and had called together his relatives and close friends. As Peter entered the house, Cornelius met him and fell at his feet in reverence. But Peter made him get up. "Stand up," he said. "I'm only a man myself." While talking with him, Peter went inside and found a large gathering of people. He said to them, "You are well aware that it is against our law for a Jew to associate with or visit a Gentile. But God has shown me that I should not call anyone impure or unclean. So when I was sent for, I came without raising any objection. May I ask why you sent for me?" Cornelius answered, "3 days ago, I was in my house praying at this hour, at 3 in the afternoon. Suddenly, a man in shining clothes stood before me and said, 'Cornelius, God has heard your prayer and remembered your gifts to the poor. Send to Joppa for Simon, who is called Peter. He is a guest in the home of Simon the tanner, who lives by the sea. So I sent for you immediately, and it was good of you to come. Now we are all here in the presence of God to listen to everything the Lord has commanded you to tell us.' Then Peter began to speak. 'I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism, but accepts from every nation the one who fears him and does what is right. You know the message God sent to the people of Israel, announcing the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. You know what has happened throughout the province of Judea, beginning in Galilee, after the baptism that John preached. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. We are witnesses of everything he did in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They killed him by hanging him on a cross, but God raised him from the dead on the 3rd day and caused him to be seen. He was not seen by all the people, but by witnesses whom God had already chosen, by us who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify he is the one whom God appointed as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name." While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit came on all who heard the message. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astonished that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on Gentiles, for they heard them speaking in tongues and praising God. Then Peter said, "Surely, no one can stand in the way of their being baptized with water. They have received the Holy Spirit just as we have." So he ordered that they be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they asked Peter to stay with them for a few days. Our family has strong connections with Canada. I had the privilege to be a student intern pastor in Calgary, Alberta. Our daughter was born there, so she enjoys citizenship in both Canada and the United States. Because of so many good experiences there, it's hard to narrow down what our favorite memory from Canada is. In the middle of this story about crossing Jewish and Gentile boundaries, we read, "I now realize that God does not show favoritism." Peter has learned important lessons about God's generous grace. He not only received a startling vision, but he also heard the amazing testimony of Cornelius. While Peter and Cornelius are at the center of this story, we should also notice the other people there. Cornelius has gathered a large crowd of relatives and friends, and Peter has brought along some circumcised Jewish believers. In the midst of this gathering, the Holy Spirit breaks down barriers and draws these groups together. The Holy Spirit is poured out on the Gentiles, and the circumcised believers are in awe. They did not expect this. God breaks through stereotypes and separation, and by the waters of baptism, everyone is sealed as children of God and as brothers and sisters in faith together. No favorites. Pray with me. God of all, forgive us for putting up walls to divide ourselves from others of your children. May your Spirit pour out afresh on all who call on the name of Jesus. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.